Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the government of Nazi Germany. We will be describing how Hitler organised his government during his years in charge. Adolf Hitler took power in Germany in January 1933. And he maintained control of the country until his death in April 1945. When Hitler first became the German Chancellor, he was head of a coalition government, and this meant he had to rely on the support of other people. Worrying about this and believing that the German people in fact backed him, Hitler therefore persuaded President Hindenburg to call early elections in the hope that the Nazis would win a majority, allowing Hitler to fully impose his plans for the country. The Nazis did increase their votes in the March 1993 elections to 44%, but this still fell short of the majority that they needed. So Hitler then persuaded, often through intimidation, members of the Reichstag to support the introduction of the Enabling Act. This gave him the power to pass laws without Reichstag approval. Hitler used the Enabling Act to pass a variety of laws, and this included banning other political parties and also trade unions. He also made use of the powers that were given to him through the Reichstag fire decree to arrest political opponents and also ban newspapers or other publications that criticised him. After the death of President Hindenburg in August 1934, Hitler merged the offices of Chancellor and President, creating the Führer. And as Führer of Germany, Hitler was in total command, even taking an oath of personal loyalty from the German army. Of course, Hitler could not run all aspects of Germany, so he appointed different men to carry out various jobs. For instance, Heinrich Himmler was the head of the SS and was in charge of all of the German police forces. Himmler also oversaw the running of concentration camps. Joseph Goebbels became Minister of Propaganda, and this made him charge of all information in Germany. Goebbels used a variety of methods, including posters, radio broadcasts, cinema adverts, and mass rallies, to try and persuade the German people that Hitler and the Nazis were the only option. And Hermann Göring was put in charge of the Office of the Four-Year Plan. This department, which was set up in 1936, had power over all the others and it aimed to get Germany ready for war within 4 years. Göring was also in charge of Germany's Air Force. During his rule, Hitler made frequent use of referenda. These are special elections to discuss a single issue. He did this to suggest public support for many of his policies. He held these special elections on issues such as merging the jobs of Chancellor and President, and also on Germany joining with Austria in Anschluss. Hitler wanted full control of Germany. As a result, he abolished all state governments across the country, and instead of elected governors, he appointed Gauleiters to run different parts of Germany following the targets and rules set out by Hitler.